had to bring in a little bit of that country music because it's a little clean. And what I'm about to talk about right now, it ain't so clean. It ain't even clean at all. It's actually pretty damn filthy. We gonna talk about these women out here and their hygiene in houses, particularly the damn bathroom. So this was a subject that was brought to me by a very special person. Thank you, because they know that this is something that I can't stand with a passion. I cannot stand a dirty female. That is my pet peeve. You cannot be a female and be dirty. You have to be cleaner, almost as clean as God. I'm not even going to say cleaner, but almost as clean as God, because you can never be up there, but you can be almost there. Now, man, I don't know. Y'all definition of clean and women's definition of clean is two different things. Like, y'all clean the bathrooms a little different. But in some circumstances, y'all clean the bathrooms better than some of these females. And that's where it becomes a problem in my eyes. Because it's like, y'all sometimes miss the cracks and the crevices on the bathtub. Sometimes y'all don't clean the bottom of the toilet. But females, you know, we see all of that stuff. But there is that particular female that does not see that at all. They don't even see a ring around the bathtub as a problem. And that, to me, is an issue. You have roaches in your house and they're crawling all over the walls. That's an issue. If you sit in there and I'm sitting next to you and I see more than two, I'm going to be upset. And if I'm the only person that's squishing them, I'm going to be very upset, because that means that you are used to them. You cannot sit and tell a person that you are the cleanest person in the world and your toilet has piss around the rim of it. I cannot believe that. I can't even look you dead in your face and take you seriously. You are your period. Come on now, females. My mother always told me, if you was on your rag, nobody is supposed to know it. It should be like you was never on it for your whole damn life. But if you like to throw your pads in the trash can, why the fuck is you not wrapping that shit up? You got guests that gotta go in your bathroom and see that shit. And you ain't even embarrassed when a person come out and tell you about it. Nasty. Then you bleed and you throw your clothes on the ground. Have the blood all exposed like it's nothing. Nasty. You can't get a man being that nasty. And any man that does mess with you, you need to go get tested, because obviously he has STDs. He don't have no problem with being exposed to nasty blood. What else doesn't he have a problem being exposed to? You sit up here and you think like, those be the ones, and I'm not even trying to be mean, but those be the first women who would say they're the cleanest. The first ones to say that they just got it all together and everything. And it's like, I ain't never had to tell nobody I was clean. Never in my whole life. Clean just shows on its own. Actually, it smells on its own. You can tell when somebody's dirty just by off they smell. You missing showers and stuff, that's not okay. You can't be doing that. You a girl. Your coochie is an open hole that drains. You cannot, in no circumstances, not take a shower. They say you at least are supposed to miss. I'm not even going to say. I mean, it says that you're supposed to miss at least one day. You can miss at least one day, maybe overnight. But you damn sure can't miss a whole week and still say that you clean. You can't miss a whole week at all. That just don't make no sense at all. Like, hygiene is just, it's just something that I take so seriously. You got to get pap smears. You got to take all that into consideration, especially when having a vagina. I just recently got into vaginal steaming. Women, get into it. It is the best thing ever. And a lot of people was really telling me that I shouldn't do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this experience on my own. And, you know, see what it's about, and it is wonderful. So, you know, take that into consideration. If you dirty, please do not do no vaginal steaming. We do not want to smell what's coming out your coochie. We don't want that. We don't want that at all. I'm trying to enjoy the experience. I'm not trying to die from it, okay? So, with that being said, I'm not going to get too deep into this issue. If you want me to, you know, you can comment below. You can even comment and give me some subjects to talk about. And I will take it from there. Thank you again. It's me and it's she. I just want to take a moment to apologize for anything that you guys hear in the background. I just have an ignorant individual who is sitting behind me like it is just nothing. Okay? Just nothing. And gonna have the nerve to sit up here and laugh. But, you know, tune in next time. It will get better because I'm probably going to punch her ass in the face and she won't be here the next time. Okay? Thank you.